Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. It's Wednesday, and we do all kinds of different things on a Wednesday, but today we've got 2 hours of open forum for you. Second hour, Carlo Broussard will be here. First hour, Jimmy Akin is here, and Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of many things, including Teaching with Authority, his most recent book, and he's got a very interesting and helpful article right now with the National Catholic Register, which you used to do a blog for them, but you don't.
I still do.
Oh, you do. Yeah. And he's also the man behind Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World, which you should check out. You find it simply by typing into your computer Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. And this week's Friday edition
is on Fatima for the anniversary of Fatima.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, May 13th, would that be the?
Right. Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Cy.
We got a big deal to talk about this hour.
We do. So yesterday we had $10,000 matching challenges, and that was originally what we had scheduled for this hour today.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday a donor contacted us and wanted to put up additional money, so we have for this hour a $15,000 matching challenge. We don't get the money unless we meet that. So please, you'll be hearing this number from us a lot today. Please give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. But we do need your support for Catholic Answers Live and for all the work of Catholic Answers. We have some wonderful things we'd like to send you as thank you gifts for that. You can make either a one-time donation, or what we really hope you'll make is an ongoing monthly donation, because that provides a steadier stream of income for the future that we can predict. It's a more benefit to us if you do it that way. And so that's what we hope you'll do. But one way or another, we do need to hear from you. Even if you're already supporting, you can always raise your donation or make a new donation, whether it's one time or ongoing. But please give us a call, 888-291-8000. I can see on the monitor board that our the other folks here in the office who are waiting to take your call are literally waiting to take your call. They're all sitting by their desks, and I can see that the phone lines are wide open. So when you give us a call at 888-291-8000, you'll be able to get through immediately and make your donation and help us out.
It is open forum, so we'll be doing that part of our job as well. We'll be taking your calls and answering questions. Any question at all about the Catholic faith is welcome. But we got to raise the funds, and so we come to you once each quarter and ask you to support Catholic Answers Live, this radio broadcast, and the apostolate Catholic Answers, of which we are a part. And as Jimmy said, 888-291-8000 is the number. I want to make it very enticing for you as here as we begin the hour. So again, $15,000 dollar for dollar match. We didn't expect that, but somebody came through with additional money for us, and now we got that big time $15,000 match to make this hour. And we're very grateful for the donors who made that money available. They give us the money if we can raise the money. So if we can raise $15,000 this hour, we get an additional $15,000. 888-291-8000. Also, let me sweeten the pot a little bit. If you can do that monthly donation that Jimmy just talked about, and you can do that in the sum of $18 a month or more. We've got a couple of books that Darren has arranged from their publishers that we can give you as gifts. Sohrab Ahmari's book, From Fire by Water, is really a striking conversion story of man from Iran, a Muslim man from Iran, who in the context of a society, as you know, that's not very open to conversions. As a matter of fact, is quite opposed
down
sometimes
on them.
Violently.
Really down on them.
Yeah, really down on conversions. He converted to the Catholic faith. It's an exciting read and an uplifting read. That's From Fire by Water. And we'll also give you Dr. Edward Sree's brand new book, No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion, from Ascension Press. You get them both for a monthly pledge of $18 or more. If you can do, let's say you can, I just want to do the math for you a little bit here. Let's say you could do $50 a month. I know it's a lot, but many people can. If you can do $50 a month, to us, that's $600 by the end of the year that you have given. But because of the match, it's $1,200, and that other $600, the $600 matching, it comes to us today, basically, if we meet our full match. So consider making that monthly pledge. It's usually more manageable to do it that way, and it's very good for us for planning purposes, for knowing what our income is going to be. It's very helpful. One other thing I'd like to offer to entice you with, and just to be able to say thank you also for your generosity, if you call 888-291-8000 and you make a pledge of $500 one time,
Or
a $45 a month pledge or more. We'll give you those two books, but we can also add this beautiful DVD set, Lexio, Mary, the Bible and the Mother of God, from Brant Petrie, eight DVDs and a beautiful study guide. And you'll really have a tremendous walk with Mary there with Brant Petrie. And we'll, at $500 or $45 a month, we can send that to you. Again, the number, 888-291-8000. Our other lines are filling up. Those are the lines with people who have questions for Jimmy. So if you will start dialing 888-291-8000 and make your pledge, help us use all of that $15,000 match, or go safe, secure, and very quickly online. It really takes no time at all. Jimmy, you were saying yesterday you thought you could get through it in 30 seconds.
Something like that. Yeah. Very brief amount of time. And you can do it no matter where you are in the world. So even if you're not in North America here, you can easily go online at Catholic.com. You can also do it
at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Yeah, you can also get there the other way, but it's a little harder.
Yeah.
So CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you can also do that even if you're listening time delayed via podcast or YouTube or Facebook. Even if we're not on the air, you can still do that 24/7.
So that's CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let us go to the question lines. And we start with John in Oregon, watching on Facebook Live. John, you are up next. Your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for all you do. And for everybody listening, thanks for all the donations. It means a lot and is really valuable for a lot of people's lives.
Thank you, John.
My question is, as a Catholic, we put a lot of respect and honor to our priests. But from Protestant friends, I get a lot of pushback who say priests are just mere sinners and we shouldn't put them up on a pedestal. How do I defend that, Jimmy?
Well, so one of the things that we find in Scripture is that God does not want us to simply disrespect people just because they're sinners. All of our parents were sinners. Our fathers and mothers were sinners. But if we weren't supposed to honor someone who has a special position on the grounds that they're sinners, then the Ten Commandments wouldn't include honor thy father and mother. So right there, you have to see that there are some people who have a special position, like your father and mother, who you do owe special honor to. And that includes religious leaders. This is something we see in, for example, the life of St. Paul. At the time, the leader religiously of the Jewish people was the high priest. And there was an instance where Paul in the book of Acts comes back to Jerusalem and he's put in front of the high priest and he kind of mouths off and and they order him to be struck in the mouth. So they hit him in the mouth and say, how dare you speak of God's high priest that way? And Paul says, oh, I didn't know he was the high priest. If I had known that, I wouldn't have, because it says in Scripture not to disrespect the leader of your people. And so Paul honored that even for Jewish religious leaders, even after the death and resurrection of Christ. When we look at the letters of the New Testament, we have, exhortations from Paul and Peter to honor those who were in a position of authority, even if it's the pagan emperor, and to honor those to whom honor is due, to give respect to those to whom respect is due, to honor those who labor among us, teaching and preaching God's word. And so that's going to include priests. And so we do have an obligation to respect people on account of their position, even though they're sinners. And, to help bring that home to your Protestant friend, you might say, well, wait, don't you show some kind of special respect for your minister of whatever, church you may belong to? Or wouldn't you show respect in a special way to, say, St. Paul, if he suddenly materialized, stepped out of the TARDIS and started talking to you? Most of us would respect and give a special kind of respect to the apostles And most of us do give special respect to people who are in positions of leadership, whether it's leadership in our family, leadership in government, or leadership in our religions.
Thank you so much for that call, John, and for starting us off on Open Forum today. Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, 888-291-8000, the number to call if you are ready to make your pledge and help us use up this $15,000 match we have this hour. We're going to continue to take calls throughout this hour and throughout next hour. We're going to continue to do the show just the way we always do it. But between calls, take a little minute to remind you that we have phone lines open and ready. The folks answering the phone, every single one of them is a staff member here at Catholic Answers. They've all stopped doing what they usually do at this hour and have turned their phones on, and they're ready to take your call, 888-291-8000. A $15,000 match means that if we can raise $15,000 this hour because of two very generous donors, we will get an additional $15,000. They will match it dollar for dollar up to $15,000. If you can give $100 to us, that becomes $200. If you can give $500, it becomes $1,000. $1,000becomes $2,000. Yesterday, we said that we would need some more matching money for this week, and some folks came through for us. Maybe you're a person who can do that $5,000 or $10,000 gift. If you would like to make that gift and we can use it for matching money tomorrow, that would be very, very helpful for us because, again, just consider what's happening today. Just because a couple people picked up the phone and made that call. You call the same number. Let them know you want to give matching money. If you have, if you're able to give that $5,000 or $10,000 or something in that range, and they'll they'll arrange for the payment. But if you want to talk with Chris Check, our boss here, he'll talk with you as well about how that money will be used and explain to you how the match goes. And you'll also, at a $5,000 gift or a $10,000 gift, you become a member of Founders Circle here. Founders Circle is a group of donors who have made it possible for all the hundreds of thousands of people who can't pay for this signal to be on the air, or for whom it is not possible to pay for it, but they want to hear it. Those folks have made that happen at an extraordinary level of giving, and we're able to give them some benefits that we can tell you about. But for example, at that $5,000 level, I think the person that does that will get everything we publish over the course of the year for free. It'll come to their house. So we're able to do that again because so many people who can't or won't or don't know that they should give. Need this program as well, and you make that possible when you make that gift. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000.
And we will need some of those larger donations in order to be able to make our goals for this drive. So if you have the ability to give $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, be thinking about that now because we really do need to hear from you. The number again is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Again, we'll go back to the calls. 888-291-8000 is the number to give. I can see a few lines open. Yeah, we got a few lines open. If you call right now, you're going to get right through. Let's go to Nick in Texas watching on YouTube Live. Nick, your question for Jimmy Akin.
Hello. My question is...
Nick, can you speak directly into your phone, please?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah,
it's a little rough on us, Nick.
Talk loud into your phone.
Hello? Is that good?
Just ask your question, please, Nick.
Okay, sorry. A couple of days ago, someone came up to me with, I believe it's chapter 11 or 13 of Luke, when someone says that Jesus' mother is blessed, and then Jesus claims, blessed rather is the person who obeys God's word.
Okay. Nick, since it's it's a question we have had before, and so I know that I'm familiar with the question. In other words, it's a great question, and we're having trouble hearing you. I'm going to kind of fill it out for Jimmy. So what Nick is saying is Jesus says Mary's not his mother, but I'm giving you Nick's words. Mary's not his mother, but it's whoever keeps his word is his mother or brother or sister.
Yeah, so that's not what happens in this passage. There's actually a couple of passages that are kind of like this, and one of them is where a woman cries out to Jesus, "Blessed are the breasts that gave you suck when you were an infant." So it's a blessing on Mary, and Jesus says, "Yes, rather, blessed are those who keep you know, God's word, keep the commandments of God. And that's not saying Mary's not his mom,
mm-hmm.
and it's not saying Mary's not blessed, but he's refocusing the woman's attention on what she should focus on, which is keeping God's word. So he's not denying that Mary's his mother. He's not he would be violating the commandment to honor your father and mother if he were dissing Mary by saying, she's not my mom.
I feel fairly certain Jesus never violated any commandments.
I'm pretty certain of that too. So the logical understanding of the passage is simply that that he's focusing the woman's attention on what she needs to focus on, which is keeping God's word. The other passage that does this, and this appears in all three of the Synoptic Gospels, is one where Jesus's family comes to see him, and he's told about this as he's teaching some people. And he says, who are my mother and brothers? Because they say your mother and brothers are outside and they want to see you. And he says, who are my mother and brothers? It's the people who keep God's word. And he gestures to those who are around him. And some people have looked at that and said, well, he's dissing Mary here. But no, he's not. Honor thy father and mother. He's not dissing Mary. He's focusing attention on the value of keeping God's word. And thus he's lifting up. He's not running Mary down or his own brothers down. He's lifting other people up and say, you can be part of my spiritual family too if you keep God's word.
Thank you so much for that call. I'm sorry we couldn't hear you so well. That happens sometimes, Nick, but I believe we got the question in, and I appreciate the call. 888-291-8000 is that number we've been giving out today. We've been giving it because that is the number to call if you want to make a pledge. I'm looking at the board right now, and I see two lines full and maybe 10 lines open. Staff members here at Catholic Answers are ready to take your call. 888-291-8000. We do have a $15,000 match this hour. We're very grateful for those who have called already to help. If you've been waiting for a line to be open, now is your time. 888-291-8000. And in a special way, would you consider making a monthly pledge? That's why we're able to offer these gifts at an $18 a month or greater monthly pledge. That would be Sohrab Ahmari's book, From Fire by Water, from Ignatius Press, his conversion story, the conversion story of an Iranian Muslim man to the Catholic faith, and also the wonderful Dr. Edward Sree's book, No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion. We're going to send you both of those books if you can make a monthly pledge of $18 or more. And the reason we're able to do that, or we really focus on that, is those monthly pledges mean so much to us. First of all, every dollar of it is going to be matched, and it's going to be matched today if we can make that $15,000 match. But also, it gives us a steady income. You'd be surprised at how the money dries up here around July and August.
Yeah,
and it's people, really good to have that monthly income.
People are on vacation, but that monthly automatically, you don't even have to do anything.
Right.
You just make your monthly pledge, and it can be automatically debited to you, and you can go on vacation and not have to worry about,
Amen.
You know, are you supporting Catholic Answers or not that month. By the way, Cy, to give you a little update on the status of our matching challenge, we have made some progress towards it, which is great, but we still have about $10,000 to go, and we've only got 45 minutes to do that.
45 minutes to do $10,000, and we can do that? It's not unthinkable?
It is not unthinkable. We've done it before, but we will need people to call in. We had a burst of activity on the phones earlier, but right now we only have two people on the phones. We've got a lot of people standing by waiting to take your call. I want to say some thank yous to people who have donated. Evelyn donated $500. Bill and Mary donated $100. James donated $1,000. Suzanne donated $500. Enrique and Betty and Andrew have all donated. Mike donated $2,000. Kathleen has donated. So a lot of people are calling in, most of them in smaller amounts. Hopefully those are monthly. That doesn't show up on what we have access to here in the studio.
Right.
But they all help, and so please give us a call. The number is 888-291-8000. We're making progress, but we still have a long way to go.
If you can make that monthly pledge, we'd love to send you those books, No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion from Dr. Edward Sree, who was here a couple weeks ago, and if you heard him, you know, he's just a fine scholar and just a fine help, really, in many people's walk of faith. And then Sohrab Ahmari's book, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith. What a journey it is. Call 888-291-8000. Make your monthly pledge of $18 a month or more. Every dollar of your pledge will be immediately matched to us, and we'll be able to send you those two books. 888 888- 291-8000. Let's go to Peter next. Peter, do we have you there? Are you there with us, Peter?
Yeah.
Hi, Peter.
Hi,
what's
Peter.
Your question?
I have two questions. Was Mary the only person in the world who went up to heaven with her body?
No, Jesus also did that, and we have some indication that some people in the Old Testament may have done the same thing, including Elijah, the prophet Elijah, and Enoch, one of the patriarchs, and maybe even Moses, although he died first.
Okay, Peter?
What's your second question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Rome said that you guys were trying to earn money to keep the show going. If you don't, what will happen?
Well, if we're not able to pay all the bills that are associated with the show, then the same thing would happen to our show that happens to any other. We'd have to go off the air. We don't want that to happen, and we're not close to having that happen. But in order to keep it from happening, we do need generous support from people who are listening to the show. And fortunately, we have people who are calling in and helping us out right now. So thank you for asking.
Peter, how old are you? No.
Well, it says on the screen here, Peter's 7 years old.
All right. Well, Peter, you did a really good job, and thanks for helping us to let people know we need those. You know, it's interesting that Peter says that, and I don't know that many people grasp this, but we really depend on the person who picks up the phone and calls. We don't have another way of funding all of this.
No.
And so we really do depend on you. And something that Peter might find of interest if he were still with us is we're on – you know, towers all over the place. We call them signals. Okay, so you're how many people do you think are supporting this show per tower we're on? You might think it's hundreds of people. It's 13. We average 13 people per city, per town that we're on in. And so I say that because I really think that gives a clear understanding of what our financial position is. We depend on a very small number of donors to make this broadcast available to hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people in the United States and Canada and around the world. And as you know, if you were listening yesterday, people from New Zealand contacting us, we're saying hello before the show to people from the Philippines, mm-hmm. people, callers calling from Canada and Australia. And we get calls from Africa and Europe and sometimes Asia and South America. And all of that is made possible by a very small number of donors. We're just asking, would you be one of that small number? It makes a huge difference, especially when we have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match going. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is the number to make your pledge. Let's go to Buck in Minnesota, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Buck, your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing okay. What's your question, Buck?
I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was asking about salvation mm-hmm. and how people in secluded tribes don't know about Christ or don't have the opportunity to know about Christ, are they still capable of salvation?
Well, the Catholic Church teaches that God gives everyone the possibility of salvation, even if it's in a mysterious way that we aren't capable of perceiving in this life. So God does give everyone the grace needed in some way in their life to be able to be saved, even if they don't consciously know about Jesus Christ. If they would be willing to follow him, if they knew the truth about him, then they're not putting a barrier between them and God. And so he's able to give them his grace, and it is possible for them to be saved. That doesn't mean it's as easy for them to be saved as if they did have an explicit knowledge of Jesus, but God does make it possible for them to be saved, and he loves them and treats everyone fairly, so he's not going to condemn them to hell for something that they didn't know about. If they're condemned to hell, it's going to be because of other things they've done.
It sounded very helpful. I hope that was helpful to you, Buck. We appreciate the call. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Carlo Broussard will be here for our second hour. Jimmy Akin here with us our first hour. And we are in the midst of an exciting kind of contest right now to see, can we raise $15,000 by the top of this hour? If we can do it, then we are those $15,000, we have a pledge of a match for that.
And we just to give you an update, we are about $9,000 away now from meeting our goal. So we're not halfway there yet, but we are halfway through the program. So we really need to hear from folks. We are going to be taking a break here in just a minute, so you won't miss anything. If you call, the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. Or during the break, you could go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The good news is you won't be missing anything because we'll be in a break. We won't be answering any more questions. So you can show your support and help us answer even more questions in the future.
Thank you so much. The lines are filling up. I see just one open now. So if you want to go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there, you can do it on your phone. It's phone friendly. You can do it on your tablet. You can do it on your whatever computer you've got, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can do it very quickly there. It is safe and secure. Or pick up that phone and dial 888-291-8000. More than ever, the world needs the truth about God's love given to us in Jesus Christ and shared all over the world by the Catholic Church. We want to share that message. We know you appreciate it because you've been picking up the phone and calling. We'll be right back.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, open forum. We love doing open forum. And I want to say again, I don't think I've said today, we love it when a non-Catholic people call. If you're not a Catholic and you got a question about the Catholic faith, if you heard something about us and you're like, is that really true? You're always welcome to call. We love it when you call. Or maybe you have a deeper kind of curiosity. Maybe there's something that's calling you to inquire a bit deeper about the Catholic faith. Whether you are Christian or not Christian, Catholic or not Catholic, you are welcome to call. And the number, which I will just give out briefly here to call if you want to talk with Jimmy today, is 888-318-7884. The reason I'm not going to give out that number a lot after this is I don't want to confuse the facts, and we need people to call the other 888 number in order to make their pledge of support, because this is our quarterly pledge drive. We are almost halfway through it. Can you believe that? We are 30 minutes away from being halfway through this thing. So quite a lot of ground to cover between now and the end, but I'm sure we will. So we'll be giving out that number. So let me just give you that number one more time. If you have a question, whether you're Catholic or not, about the Catholic faith, you want to talk to Jimmy Akin, 888-318-7884. And now I will stress again, the phone lines have stayed pretty full through the break.
Still have some openings.
A couple openings now. So,
and just to give an update, we have about 30 minutes left in this hour. We need to raise an additional $8,000.
$8,000. So we're getting close to halfway through that, too. Mm-hmm. All right. So good. $8,000 to go. That's going to be a lot of monthly pledges in whatever amount, one-time pledges. If you can do that one time, $500 a month or $1,000 a month. We're going to send you the Mary, the DVD set, the eight DVD
the
set.
The Lexio Mary set.
Yeah, the Bible and the Mother of God from Brant Petrie. You know Brant Petrie. It's high-quality stuff, and comes with a study guide. We'd love to send that to you.
High-quality study guide by the looks of it.
Yeah, and so at any donation, $18 or more per month, we're going to send you No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion, Dr. Edward Sree's wonderful book, and then Sohrab Ahmari's book, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith, the story of a Muslim man in Iran coming to the Catholic faith. You know what? Miracles are happening all over, and so many of them are connected to Catholic media, where maybe in places where you didn't know that people could come to the Catholic faith, or they hear the message. Driving in traffic, lying in a hospital bed. We get letters from people in prison all the time.
Yep.
That's what radio does. It's very, very powerful in making that intimate connection with people. And you always – one of the lines I know you always say is from St. Paul, that faith mm-hmm. comes through hearing
mm-hmm.
and that – And when
I didn't say that. St. Paul said that.
No, I mean that's what you're. Yeah. I didn't mean to imply that. Wait, you're not St. Paul? Who am I talking to? Oh, no, I meant that you remind us of that. That's part of why radio is so powerful.
Another line is comes from St. Paul that specifically deals with giving. This is from 2 Corinthians. He says God loves a cheerful giver,
yeah.
And so if you give and you're willing and want to support God's work and you give to support it and you're cheerful about that, God loves that. And that means that God will also reward you because he recognizes the value of what you've done to support the teaching of his word. And this is something that St. Paul talks about on more than one occasion. He talks about it in 2 Corinthians. He also talks about it in Galatians about how we have an obligation to share all good things, and he is therefore including material things like financial support
right.
with those who teach God's word. And he says – this is in Galatians 6. He says, if we sow to the Spirit, meaning sharing all good things with those who are teaching God's word, financially supporting the preaching of God's word, if we sow to the Spirit, then from the Spirit we'll reap a harvest. But if we just sow to ourselves, sow to our flesh, which means just spending all of our money on ourselves, then from the flesh we're going to reap corruption. Yeah. And so we're not going to get that reward. So by supporting Catholic Answers Live and all the work of Catholic Answers to get God's word out there, you're doing something that God loves and that he will reward. And so you'll have rewards for all eternity to enjoy as a result of what you do today. And we've got lots of phone lines open right now to make it easy for you to do it today. I can see we have a few people on the phones, but we have lots of people who are just waiting to take your call. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We've got about 25 minutes left in this hour, and we need to raise another $6,000.
Something I do, Jimmy, whenever I go out and give a talk, I usually ask people at the beginning, raise your hand if you think everything is going pretty well in the modern world. And not only do they not raise their hand, they do that. They laugh. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. And it is almost a joke to even ask the question because, look, we all know that things are off the rails a bit. In some cases, quite off the rails.
Yeah.
People have lost contact with God. They've, in many cases, families are hurting and broken, whether it's from addiction or just from loneliness or brokenness or confusion. And the message of God's love in Christ is piercing. It pierces right through all of that and reminds us who we are, what our life is for, helps us not to despair. Hold on. It's going to be all right. You know, that this is just a brief moment. As St. Teresa of Avila said, it's like an uncomfortable night in a dark inn. It ends and it's off to glory. What we need to do is cling to Christ and be faithful. And then that's where we are. And that also restores society when people do that. And so I come to you with no hesitation at all to say it is a worthy endeavor to support Catholic Radio. It is a worthy endeavor to support Catholic Answers Live. I believe we are not trying to tear anybody down. We're not trying to win, political debates. We're not even going for ratings. Because of you, we don't have to go for ratings. We're just trying to share the good news with people in a way that is clear and helpful, answer questions, and draw people closer to Jesus by doing that. 888-291-8000 is the number. $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. And let us go back to the phones. Mark in Northern New Jersey, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. You are next, Mark. Your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yeah, hi, Jimmy. Hi, Si.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, my question has to do with the first point in the Calvinistic system of soteriology, the total depravity, total inability doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, I read your excellent article from years ago, and I've had to reread it several times too, because there's a lot in there. But I'm trying to get a handle on what, if any, disagreements there are between, you know, the Catholic teaching on man's depravity and the typical Calvinist teaching.
Well, this is a question that is hard to answer because there's not a single understanding of what total depravity is among Calvinists. Some people will hear the term and interpret it to mean, oh, we're just as sinful as we can be. Others will interpret it to mean we're sinful in every single thing we do to some degree. Those would be points of disagreement with the Catholic Church, with the Catholic view of these things. But they're not what most Calvinist theologians mean. Most Calvinist theologians have a more refined understanding of what this doctrine is, and they don't interpret it to mean that we're as sinful as we could be or things like that. And consequently, many of them don't like the English term total depravity because they think it's misleading, and they propose alternatives like radical corruption or total inability to come to God without His grace. And we can acknowledge that there is a kind of radical corruption that has occurred in human nature as a result of the fall. It doesn't result in us being completely and utterly corrupt because then we would cease to exist. We're still made in the image of God, but it's been defigured by sin. And thus, in our nature, there has been damage. And thus, in a radical way, we've been damaged. Radix is, it's the word for root. And so we've been damaged at the root. It doesn't mean the whole plant is destroyed, but it does mean that we've been damaged on the fundamental level of our nature. Human nature has been wounded by original sin. And so we could agree with that. We also not only can but do agree that man has a total inability to come to God without divine grace. God's grace always precedes our response to that grace, and we cannot come to God on our own strength. It's something that He has to enable us to do. Fortunately, He does enable us to do it, but we're certainly in agreement that we're totally unable to come to God without Him taking the initiative of giving us His grace.
And thank you so much, Mark, for that question. Again, we're in the midst now. We're coming right up on the halfway mark of our quarterly pledge drive where we come to you and ask you to support this program and keep it on the air.
We have some people we want to thank. They include Natalia and Lori and Janet, Monica, Jose, Paulette, Cynthia, Jane, Maria, Mary, Darlene, Ryan, Sue, Christopher, and Deborah, and many others who have contacted us either by calling 888-291-8000 or by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and making their donation there. We are working on our goal this hour of $15,000, and with your help, we'll be able to make it.
888-291-8000 is the number to call, 888-291-8000. Pledges of every size coming from every corner of the country, and that is what makes us so happy here. Please do not for a moment think that your pledge doesn't matter. Every pledge does. Another thing to consider, every pledge being doubled this hour when you call 888-291-8000. Let me share a couple of statistics with you. We've been, as I said, we're just about 15 minutes away from the halfway point of this pledge drive, and 285 people have called to make their pledge. When you think about the hundreds of thousands of people who are exposed to this radio program in one way or another over those hours, well, you can see how important it is that each individual decide, I'm going to pick up the phone and call. Every call really matters when you think about all these this broadcast being in all these markets, and it's currently 285 supporters have called. Also, another statistic for you, we're now just at one third of the way to our final goal. So we're coming up on the halfway point of our, and this happens. I just try to tell you the truth so that you can make your decisions with the lights on. But we're about a third of the way to our goal, and we're about a halfway through the pledge drive. 888-291-8000 is the number. I see lines starting to open up again. We love when we see red, because red means each of those lines is full, and we're seeing a little bit of green right now. So again,
green means the line is open for your call,
and that's a Catholic Answers staff member there, ready to take your call because they have stopped doing what they're doing. I'm looking over there. I can see through a couple windows here. Darren, producer of Catholic Answers Radio, he's taking calls. He's not even listening to me. He's talking with people on the phone. 888-291-8000. Let us take a quick break, and we will be – we do have to take a break this hour, right? Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Open Forum with Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live.
Miss a show? Make sure to catch up by downloading the podcast, available online at Catholic.com.
Do you love sharing the gospel and want to learn to be more effective? Join the St. Paul Street Evangelization Online School of Evangelization. You will learn to build bridges of trust and make disciples by befriending strangers, proclaiming the gospel, inviting people to the church, and praying with others. We'll ask for a pledge of financial support, but if you are unable to give, we'll give you a membership at no cost. Find out more and get involved today at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killett, your host, Jimmy Akin, here in studio. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. He's now... But how do I say this? You're in your 26th year of doing this? Is that the way?
Yeah, I'm about to be in my 27th.
Wow.
Which means I'm about to have my 26th anniversary, because you're in first year the day you report to work.
Right. And you did report to work.
Less than a month from now, I'll be in my 27th year. I'll have my 26th anniversary.
Nice. I know for the 25th, we did a cake for you. Didn't we do a cake?
I thought we did. Yeah,
We did a cake. Yeah.
You brought one in here to the studio.
Yeah.
That was very nice of you. Thank you.
Well, I love cake, Jimmy. I don't know if you know. If there's an excuse for a cake, I am willing to accommodate.
By the way, so you know, we've been talking about our goal for this hour, but in addition to that, we have a broader drive goal of $150,000 that we're working towards.
Right.
And we're about 35% of the way there, but we're almost 50% of the way through the on-air drive. So we're also working towards that, and we're not quite where we would like to be with respect to that $150,000 goal.
Again, I want to let you know about the gifts that publishers have made available to us to give to you to say thank you for your pledges. We really, really encourage that monthly pledge if that's something that you are able to do, if that'll fit in the monthly budget. If you can set aside, you know, $5, $10, $15, maybe you're of means to be able to do $25 or $50 or even $100 a month. Folks do that. And let's say you can do $18 a month or more at that level. We're going to send you No Greater Love, A Biblical Walk Through Christ's Passion by the very, well, beloved Professor Dr. Edward Sree, and then Sohrab Ahmari's book, From Fire by Water, My Journey to the Catholic Faith. And it's kind of exciting, a little almost a thriller of a conversion story for a man who came from the Muslim faith to the Catholic faith in the country of Iran. And if you can make a one-time gift of $500 or a monthly pledge of $45 or more, in addition to those two books, we're able to send you the Lexio Mary DVD set from Brant Petrie, Mary, the Bible and the Mother of God. It comes with a beautiful study guide, all kinds of illustrations, and as I said, eight DVDs on Mary in the Bible. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. I always forget to mention these things, but they are important that we do have the kind of the giving
societies, right? At $1,000, we have the President's Club, and then at the $5,000 level, we have the Founder Circle.
And so if you can if you're someone who can make a pledge of $5,000 right now, you become instantly a member of Founders Circle. As a matter of fact, any amount
– that totals that. So if you – for example, if you gave $100 a month, that would be $1,200 a year. That would qualify you for the Founders Circle.
For
President's Club.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so any combination of donations over the course of the year that would equal $5,000 would make you a member of the Founders Circle. And so we invite you to find a good – just go to our website, Catholic.com. You can find out all about those. Also, look, if you're given money, we want to be open with the books. And Chris Check has said it many times.
$417 a month will qualify you for Founders Circle.
I was going to say $417. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Slightly less. It's like $416.67.
Yeah. So if you can do that per month, you are a member of Founder Circle. If you can scrape together, what is it? $416.67 per month.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that in the couch cushions. Mm-hmm. You're a member.
You got big couch cushions.
Or you got really loose pockets. 888-291-8000 is the number. We're also doing our day job. Don't worry. We're going to take your calls from the question line. Let's go to this. Where am I? Kathy! I was trying to figure out who's up next. Kathy's up next in Detroit, Michigan, listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Kathy. Your question for Jimmy.
Yes. I'm talking to a Protestant who doesn't believe in either the infant baptism or baptismal regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
And so his sort of challenge or zinger question for me was, if you can baptize an infant who has no idea what's going on, can you baptize a sleeping adult? And he didn't mean one who is comatose or one who expressed a desire to be baptized and then
just somebody sleeping,
became ill or something. He just means if you approached a sleeping adult who hasn't given consent, would there be a regenerative effect on that person? And I just, although I know it's probably not listed or a good idea or any of that, I just want to know for the purpose of answering him precisely. Yeah.
In terms of canon law, it's prohibited to baptize someone who's had the use of reason and has not consented to it, because there's a presumption that if you have the use of reason — this is a legal presumption — but if you have the use of reason, then you are emancipated and you can make your own decisions. You're not in the condition of a child. As a child, or if someone, you know, has a mental impairment that prevents them from having the use of reason, then they're in the care of their parents, and their parents can make decisions for them. Just like in the Old Testament, Jewish people would say — they'd have a baby and they'd say, okay, we're making the decision, this baby is going to be a Jew, and they'd circumcise him.
Yeah.
And St. Paul in Colossians indicates that the same thing is true with Christians, that baptism is the Christian equivalent of circumcision, or as he calls it, the circumcision of Christ. And so in the same way, Christian parents can make those decisions for their children. However, if someone's an adult, they make their own decisions, just like in the Old Testament. If you were an adult, you were raised a Gentile, you weren't circumcised as a baby, you had to say, no, I want to be a Jew, and get circumcised if you wanted to become a Jew. The church understands it the same way. So if you have the use of reason and you don't express an intention to become a Christian, then canon law prohibits you from baptizing such a person. Having said that, we can go to the theoretical question of, well, what if someone never said it out loud, but they but they kind of privately intended to become a Christian. If you did go ahead and baptize them, would it be valid? And the answer would be yeah, because they had the intention to become a Christian even though they never said it. So the intention needed for the sacrament to be valid would be present. What if they – let's take it a step further. What if they didn't have a conscious intention to become a Christian, but they wouldn't object if – to being made a Christian, if they knew the truth? In that case, they'd have a virtual intention to follow God by being a Christian. And this is theological speculation, but I would say, well, in that case, it would be valid because they had a virtual intention, not a conscious one, but they had the intention to, you know, follow God in whatever way God wants, and that means being a Christian. So they had an implicit intention to be a Christian that was never made explicit, and so that would allow the sacrament to be valid. It's only in the case of a person who says, I do not want to be a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, even if God wants it, I don't want it. That person has an intention that would block the grace of the sacrament from having its effect. And so that person would not be regenerated. And that's also why babies it's related to why babies can be baptized, because they don't have the reason needed to make that contrary intention. So they're incapable of establishing a contrary intention like that as babies, whereas an adult does have the ability to say, well, even if God wants it, I reject it.
Kathy from Detroit, thank you very, very much for that call. Again, a reminder, we are in the midst of right now in a few minutes, we'll be at the halfway mark of our quarterly pledge drive. Generally speaking, it works this way. There's no certainties in this life, but generally speaking, the greatest kind of generosity, outpouring of generosity, happens around the holidays. And so if we have a pledge drive in November, December, and also people just giving money, that helps us a great deal. Then when we come into the summer months, just the opposite happens. The giving usually goes down. So our spring drive is very important because we'll start to
help us get through the summer.
Yeah, it'll help us get through the summer. And this may be something you don't know about Catholic Answers, but we're not operating off of some budget from the the Catholic bishops or from the government. Believe it or not, some people think that the government funds us.
We
rely on the person who picks up the phone and calls or puts something in the mail or finds us on CatholicAnswersRadio.com and supports us.
We're also not like a university or a hospital. We don't have a big endowment that we can draw upon. So it really is your donations
that keep us
afloat.
If you've got a big endowment and you want to give it to us, we'd be happy to
take it.
we'd be happy to operate that way if somebody's got that idea. But right now, more than half our lines are open, and we're coming up near the top of the hour. And so dial now, if you would, 888-291-8000. Help us to get to we really want to make this goal. And Jimmy was mentioning we're at 35% a little while ago. Now we will be – in just moments, we'll be at the halfway point, and we're 36% of the way towards our goal. So you can see it's a little bit of a slog at the moment. But God is good, and you are good, and we just need partners. And if you're willing to partner with us in getting this program out all over the world now, all over the world. It's just so exciting, the people that we are in contact with around the world who just need their questions answered about the Catholic faith, or maybe their kid needs a question answered, or their Aunt Mary does. And believe me, we've seen this. I know you've seen it many times, Jimmy, but sometimes a person will get their question answered and something's been a blockage for them, mm-hmm. preventing them from full participation in the faith for years, sometimes decades, is just gone.
Yep. And it's a marvel to behold when we're able to serve someone like that. It's our honor to be able to serve people like that.
We need your help to continue to do it. I'll give out that number again, 888-291-8000. Again, half the lines open right now, 888-291-8000. Or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And again, I will make this appeal before we end this hour. If you are a person of especially good means, if you've been very well blessed in that, your hard work has paid off, your ingenuity has paid off, and God has blessed you, and you have a large sum or many large sums, we also need matching money for tomorrow. So if you maybe could make a pledge of $5,000 or $10,000 as matching money, That means you say, I'll give you the 10 grand. If you can go raise the 10 grand for tomorrow, that would be very helpful. If you would call 888-291-8000, there's someone there who will help you and explain to you how all of that works. 888-291-8000.
And you can also go, Cy, as you know, to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, no matter where you are, no matter when you are.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah. Any place on planet Earth, any time on planet Earth, and you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or if you're off the Earth and you've got a tap into – maybe you're on the International Space Station and you've got internet access, you could do it from there. We'd love to have the astronauts up on the International Space Station support the program.
Some of them are Russian Orthodox. I'm pretty sure of it.
They might recognize we're still doing God's work.
That's right.
By the way, so here's some news. Yeah. We did make our $15,000 challenge this hour.
Thank you, Jimmy.
But we've got another $15,000 matching challenge next hour, and
wonderful.
We have a smaller audience because it's second hour due to the way the time zones work. So that means we're really going to need people to call in and help Carlo out in his first hour raising funds here on Catholic Answers Live.
Oh, Carlo Broussard, our guest next hour. He'll still take calls for open line variety if you have a question about the Catholic faith. So if you're on the line, stay on the line. If you haven't dialed and you know the number, go ahead and dial it. And if you have not dialed to make your pledge, I'll tell you what. We'll start the second hour right now. Anybody who calls now, it's going to go towards that second hour $15,000 match. Make a record of that, Nick. I said it on the air, so now it's true. 888-291-8000.